Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. I'm Dr. Jerry Teplitz. What Healthy Alternatives is about, most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you in each of the segments on Healthy Alternatives. My guest, who I'm going to introduce a little bit later, is Ivy Lawson. Ivy is a holistic health lifestyles coach. She's been certified by the American College of Sports Medicine as a fitness specialist, and she's founder of LeanCuisine.com. Ivy actually had multiple sclerosis, and she has remained symptom-free for over a decade by applying the things that she's going to be teaching and sharing with us. She's also the best-selling author of Gold Coast Cure. We'll be talking to Ivy in just a few minutes. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. This week, I want to talk about skin cancer, melanoma. Now, the rates of melanoma, which is the deadliest form of skin cancer, has been rising for at least 3 decades. Most of us have heard, if not everybody, stay out of the sun. If you're going to be in the sun, use sunscreen. And that may be the exact wrong things to do. There was research that was just published in the British Journal of Dermatology that said that melanoma may be actually due to what is called diagnostic drift. Diagnostic drift is the notion that this increase in disease is actually being fueled by non-cancerous lesions that are being found. See, during the period of 1991 to 2004, there were 4,000 cases of melanoma that were included in this report. So the annual increase seemed to be going from 9.39 to 13.91 cases per 100,000 people a year. What the research has found, rather than being fueled by an increased exposure to sunlight, the increase is really due to having more diagnosis made of minimal stage 1 precancerous lesions. What the researchers said, there is no change in the combined incidence of the other stages of the disease, and the overall mortality went up extremely slightly over this period of time, and so that it was more benign lesions being diagnosed as stage 1 melanoma that caused this increase. Not only that, when they looked at where are the melanomas physically being diagnosed on the body, what the research has found is the lesions reported did not correspond to sites where lesions would be caused by sun exposure. So it's called the sun is supposed to be causing skin cancer, except the skin cancer is showing up where there was no sun exposure. As a matter of fact, over the years, several studies have confirmed that appropriate sun exposure, that's till you turn pink, so and getting it on much more of your body than just your face, your hands, can actually help prevent skin cancer. As a matter of fact, they found in some of those other studies that there's a decrease with greater sun exposure, but there's also an increase that is caused by sunscreens. So there's an epidemic of melanoma, but it's in indoor workers. They get 3 to 9 times less sunlight exposure than outdoor workers get, yet only indoor workers have had increasing rates of melanoma. A study in Medical Hypothesis suggests that the indoor workers may have this increased rate because they're exposed to sunlight through windows, so they only get the UVA light, and UVB light doesn't pass through the window glass. Turns out UVB light is protective against melanoma because it actually produces vitamin D on your skin. I'm going to talk a bit more about this and some more natural options you can have instead of surgery and those kinds of things when you're diagnosed with this stage 1 non-cancerous lesion. So we'll talk about that in Healthy Breakthroughs in just a few minutes. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can go to teplitzscott.com and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also do a monthly e-newsletter that's free. You can learn about that and sign up at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. On the homepage at the top, you'll see the About Home button. Click there, you'll be able to go in and sign up. And this is a health, nutrition, wellness-oriented newsletter that I'm doing. Also, at the top of the Healthy Alternatives page, you'll see Jerry Recommends. Those are people, products, services that I think are valuable for you to know about. So you can go there, click there, and see who and what I'm recommending. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. The newest discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. And I want to pick up what I was talking about in the issue area, and that's the amount of sunlight we're getting and how we get it and what it does for the body, and if you do get a skin lesion, what can you do about that? So one of the protective things that you should look at is vitamin D that is produced on the body, and it's the UVB rays that actually cause the production of vitamin D on the skin. Now, if you're not out there in the sun, what you need to look at doing is taking a vitamin D3 supplement. And the D3 supplement is absorbed better by the body. You also want to look at going to optimum levels of vitamin D. And that's between 50 to 70, and it's measured as an NG, letter NG, per milliliter. And the only way you can figure that out is by getting a blood test done. So go to your doc, get a blood test done, and if you're at insufficient levels, you want to be taking anywhere from 5,000 IUs to probably about maximum maybe 10,000 IUs a day. As your level goes up, get blood tested in 4 to 6 months so you can may see what your level is and how it's working for you. If you get non-melanoma skin cancers, there's a cream you can use containing eggplant extract. It's called BEC and BEC5 that the research is showing appears to cure and eliminate most of these non-melanoma skin cancers in several weeks. So instead of doing surgery, which could leave scarring, the eggplant extract cream leaves no scarring and no visible sign a tumor or lesion was even there. It only causes some minor side effects, such as itching and burning for a little bit. One of the things that the extract does is it only kills cancerous cells. So in one study, what they did is they looked at lesions that people had, and they were treated with BEC and BEC5, and in everyone, they actually experienced the disappearance of these lesions. So this is something you can look at doing. Go to your drugstore and see if you can get that for yourself. So this is a great way of getting rid of that non-melanoma skin cancer in a very short period of time. Before I bring on my guest, Ivy Larson, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Ivy Larson. She is a holistic, healthy lifestyle coach. She's actually certified by the American College of Sports Medicine Health Fitness Specialist is how she's labeled. She's founder of CleanCuisine.com and author of the best-selling Gold Coast Cure. Her additional books include the Gold Coast Cure's Fitter, Firmer, Faster program. And she's got a diet cookbook called Whole Foods Diet Cookbook. And her most recent recipes can be located online at cuisine.com. It's an ebook, 30 Eat Clean Dinners. And her fifth book, Clean Cuisine, is being published by Penguin in January 2013. And Ivy's interest in holistic nutrition began in 1998 after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. She's remained symptom-free over a decade and attributes it to a clean, healthy lifestyle. So, Ivy, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Jerry.
So, let's start with your multiple sclerosis. What happened around that, and how did that start you taking action?
Well, I was only 22 years old when I was diagnosed, and I was diagnosed at the University of Miami. I, at that time, was having very significant health problems. I was actually wearing a catheter. I couldn't walk up the stairs. I had numbness and tingling. And my neurologist at the University of Miami suggested that lifestyle modification, specifically an anti-inflammatory type diet, could not cure the disease because there isn't a cure for MS or multiple sclerosis, but it could help to keep the symptoms in remission and help slow the progression of the disease. And so at that point, my husband, who is a surgeon now, he was studying at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. He flew down to meet with my neurologist. He was very skeptical about the nutritional approach for the management of MS, but after doing a lot of the research, we discovered there was nothing to lose, and it was a healthy, nutrient-dense diet that really is healthy for anybody. So that's kind of the MS is what jump-started my interest in nutrition, and since then I've realized it's a healthy way for anybody to eat.
So you're actually, back then, your husband was more like the traditional doc, and your neurologist was the renegade in terms of looking at nutrition as an alternative.
Yeah. Yes, it's true because, you know, in mainstream medicine, I think so many doctors, they're just taught the mainstream approach and they just don't have the time, and it's not taught in medical school nutrition. And so they're a little bit skeptical of it, mostly because they're not exposed to nutrition. But once the research is there, I mean, if you look in archives of neurology and New England Journal of Medicine, and those are just a few, but specific research to diet and nutrition, it's there. It's published. It's just the doctors aren't necessarily exposed to that information.
Any idea what triggered your neurologist to look that way so early on in terms of looking at nutritional options?
Yes, he actually worked with Dr. Roy Swank, who was a neurologist that wrote the Swank Multiple Sclerosis Diet book. And that book, in Dr. Swank's findings, he was the first, as far as I am aware, he was the first person to make the connection between diet and MS. And his reasoning behind the connection was not, now we know it wasn't quite right, but his recommendations were right. And so my neurologist actually worked with Dr. Swank years ago, and he saw Dr. Swank's patients improve from nutritional therapy, and so that's what interested my neurologist.
So it's pretty good. He got it right for the wrong reason.
Yes, yes, it was lucky. That's true. Yes.
So tell us about, because you're into what you describe as clean cuisine, and how is that, do you describe that? How does it differ from like other diets, like a whole foods diet?
Well, it's not, you know, I hate to use the word diet because with diet people often think of restriction and counting their food in the form of calories and points and carbs and fat grams. And clean cuisine is not about that at all. It's more about making your food count nutritionally, and it's about the emphasis of anti-inflammatory and nutrient-dense foods, and a heavy emphasis on plant-based foods. It's not a vegan diet, but we have a big emphasis on lots of fruits and vegetables and unrefined whole grains, beans and nuts and seeds, legumes, whole fats like avocado and nuts, not so much oils. Seafood is emphasized. And then when we do allow for the animal foods, we just want to make sure that they're the absolute highest quality, such as grass-fed beef or, you know, that sort of thing.
And what about, what kind of role does organic play in your approach?
Well, organic would be obviously ideal for everybody, but the problem is it's just not realistic. I mean, you know, even with a surgeon's salary, we have a hard time affording 100% organic, and we are raising a family, and it's just very difficult. So what we try to do is we try to encourage people to choose organic when it really matters. So for animal foods, it absolutely matters because the higher up on the food chain you go, then the more toxins accumulate, and so the more important it is to place an emphasis on organic. But also just being aware of, for example, the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, the Environmental Working Group puts out a report that shows where the cleanest produce, so even if it's conventionally raised, that's your cleanest produce that's least likely to have the pesticides, and then the Dirty Dozen where it really does make a difference to splurge and go the extra organic mile. So I guess kind of knowing, you know, we encourage people to make educated decisions, you know, based on where it really counts the most.
For me, actually, a more important reason to look at organic is because with more commercially grown foods, what they've been finding over, and the USDA has published stats on this, that the amount of nutrients in the food has, over the last like 50, 60 years, has dropped so dramatically. Iron and spinach, for what you, in like the 1910s, that you could have had with a cup of spinach, the amount of iron you could have gotten, you might not have to have 10 cups just to get that same level. Whereas with organic, it's got that stuff back in it. So
yes,
So I think in terms of the formula, you actually have to put another equation in, and that's, you know, what are you getting for the money you're spending?
Yeah, that is so true. And another thing is, you know, we have co-ops down here, but we also have, even a good friend of ours runs an organic farm locally, and I mean that's one thing. The produce is very reasonable. I mean, we definitely encourage people, you know, if they can team up with somebody or if they can join a co-op and do that sort of thing, because you can get, I mean, it's very expensive to go to Whole Foods. I was at Whole Foods last night, and to buy organic strawberries is like $5.99 for a little thing of it, and that adds up. But if you can, there's definitely alternatives to getting organic foods. You just have to be a little bit creative.
By the way, if you have a Trader Joe's around you, they're cheaper. And they do organic.
I have heard we don't have one of those in Florida. I wish we did, not near us anyway.
In Virginia Beach, we actually did a petition here and got them to open up a store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
oh, wow.
start a petition online and you might wind up with one.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea. Yeah, because we've been to California, and we went to Trader Joe's, and the price difference is unbelievable.
It's a real good place. So you also recommend staying away from dairy. Can you talk a little bit about that, why you recommend staying away and what you recommend as an alternative?
Yeah, dairy we have a hard time. I mean, first of all, the way that we all know, you know, cows today are not raised the way they were 100 years ago. You know, it's very sad with the way the cows are fed, and it's just the milk is not as nutritious, the beef is not as nutritious, and of course it's important that you get grass-fed when you can, but then even when you pasteurize the milk, you're losing nutrients, and so it's also very difficult to get raw milk, which could you know, be a little, it could be more nutritious. But we pretty much encourage people just to steer clear of dairy for cheese a little bit in moderation. And instead, for getting their calcium and so forth, we encourage them to eat really a lot of dark, leafy, green vegetables, nuts and seeds, sardines. And really, once you lower your animal food intake, you actually don't need quite as much calcium. You become more efficient at absorbing calcium and other things, such as increasing your vitamin D and increasing magnesium, which people do naturally by following our diet, actually lowers your need for getting as much calcium. So we're not a big fan of dairy. Plus, the other thing is a lot of people are allergic to dairy, and that promotes inflammation.
So if somebody was able to get raw milk, you'd be fine with that, but it's somewhat limited availability in the country. So most folks are buying the pasteurized stuff, so that's what you want to stay away from. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Now, it worked for you with your MS. Who else from your experience who's had difficulties has your clean cuisine lifestyle benefited?
Well, really, the thing is MS is an inflammatory condition, but the thing is the common denominator between so many seemingly unrelated conditions is actually inflammation. So we've actually had great success with people who've had other inflammatory conditions such as asthma and arthritis, both rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, fibromyalgia, heart disease even, because heart disease we now know is an inflammatory condition. Even diabetes and type 2 diabetes are linked to inflammation, and even being overweight promotes more inflammation. So by eating clean cuisine, you actually lose weight, and that helps you decrease inflammation systemically. So across the board, there's really millions of people that can benefit from adopting an anti-inflammatory and nutrient-rich way of eating.
So before my producer gets inflamed, we're going to pause for a moment to remind you you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with my guest Ivy Larson in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the WebTalkRadio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Ivy Larson. She is a holistic, healthy lifestyle coach. She's certified by the American College of Sports Medicine as a health fitness specialist, and she's founder of CleanCuisine.com, and cuisine is CUISINE.com, and she's author of the bestseller Gold Coast Cure. Additional books she's done has been Gold Coast Cure's Fitter, Firmer, Faster Program and Whole Foods Diet Cookbook. Her newest book will be coming out in 2013 by Penguin, called Clean Cuisine. And Ivy actually started on her journey because she had multiple sclerosis back in 1988. And because of what she's been doing in her life, she's remained symptom-free. She's helped lots of other folks. And so, Ivy, let me ask you a question. Can you use Clean Cuisine as a weight loss approach?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things is that by losing weight, you actually reduce inflammation, but the clean cuisine approach actually helps you lose weight first, and most importantly, you can lose weight without being hungry. And that's because of a variety of overlapping reasons. But hunger is, and being able to lose weight without feeling hungry is, and being able to maintain a healthy weight while being satisfied and without being hungry is so, so important, because hunger is one of the number one things in thousands of people I've worked with over the years. hunger is the number one thing that derails people's weight loss efforts. And so I think it's so important that Clean Cuisine enables people to lose weight without being hungry.
What's your view about people taking vitamin supplements, minerals, as a way of supplementing what they're getting, since some of the foods may not have enough nutrients in it, or they may need to go to higher levels than available?
Oh, I'm definitely a big advocate of supplements, but supplements as just that, as a supplement, because I always encourage people to get their food from the whole foods source first, and then to supplement. I mean, vitamin D and fish oil are two that I very strongly encourage, because it's a very difficult, especially, I mean, for both bases pretty much, but vitamin D especially, unless you live in a sunny climate, it's very difficult to get enough vitamin D. So my husband and I both encourage people to supplement with vitamin D and pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, and we take a whole food-based multivitamin, multimineral. So, yes, I think supplements play a very important role, but they're not a substitute for whole food nutrition.
Great. By the way, most people don't realize, even if you live in a sunny climate, just think of how much time you actually spend out of doors.
Not much.
And how much skin is actually exposed when you're out of doors. And
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Even in a sunny climate, you might want to need to look at getting your vitamin D supplemented. And mm-hmm. from the research that I've done on it, you really need to get a blood test first so you can tell what your
mm-hmm.
level is at, so you know if how much you have to look at improving to get to optimum levels as well.
Yes, very true. Yes.
Now, you talk about on your website about clean cuisine being a flavor-forward approach.
Right.
Can you explain what that means?
Sure. You know, first of all, it's very important for people to enjoy their food. And I think one thing when people change their lifestyle and change their diet, if they can't enjoy their food, they're at a disadvantage right away, because food is a great enjoyment in life for I would say for most people. So the enjoyment of the food is very important for clean cuisine, but also there's healthy ways and nutrient-dense ways to flavor your food. And two of the things, we use a lot of herbs and a lot of spices, and spices and herbs not only add flavor, but they also have so many phytonutrients and antioxidants, and they actually help reduce inflammation and boost your health while they're boosting flavor. So clean cuisine is definitely about flavor, but it's just we find healthy ways to enhance the flavor of the food.
And for listeners who may not be aware of this, as you age, one of the nutrients that you really need, if you're not picking up in the food, is zinc, because zinc is actually what helps you with the sense of smell. And so to get the kinds of taste that Ivy's talking about, you want to look at that. If your smell isn't great, try zinc for a few months, and you'll be able to see how that helps you.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So. I'm writing that down.
Oh, good. Now, can you use clean cuisine to help with detoxifying the body?
Well, absolutely. But the thing with detox is my husband and I are not advocates of very extreme detox programs, but instead the clean cuisine lifestyle, the clean cuisine diet, basically supports your body's natural detoxification system, because your body actually has a natural detoxification system in place. It just often needs the nutrients and the substances to kind of help push things along. And so the phytonutrient-rich plant-based foods, the fiber, clean cuisine is very fiber-rich, reducing your intake of animal foods, taking green tea, a lot of the flavonoids and the flavonoid-rich foods that we incorporate in beverages also help with detox. So we don't necessarily encourage a radical detox, but more so a gentle detox that's an ongoing basis. And by adopting clean cuisine, you can definitely do that.
So your approach is actually not a detox, more than by eating this way, your body doesn't get toxified in the first place.
Yeah, I would say that's a good way of putting it, yes.
And now with probiotics, because it can be hard to get some of that good bacteria out of your foods, because you have to start looking at things like, I know, miso and tempeh and some of those fermented foods. So is this a place also where you might tell somebody to look at a supplement, a probiotic supplement, to really up your level if you're not getting enough from the food you're eating?
Yes, definitely. Probiotics are an across-the-board supplement that we recommend to everybody, including kids. It's very important. And probiotics also help with detox, too. They help stimulate and enhance your body's natural detox system. So, yes, probiotics are very important for everybody.
Do you have a particular brand that you like that you've been using?
I did. It's Dr. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Dr. O'Hara, O-O-H-I-H-R-A, I think is his name. I like that brand.
Okay.
I kind of switch around, you know, but this is the one I found in the last 2 to 3 months that I really like. It's easy to take little capsules, so I like that.
Great. And you look at having people also have green drinks as a part of their approach. Is that also, can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, I have a Vitamix, which is my KitchenAid that I bought about 3 years ago, and that was when I really got into the green drinks. And it's not juicing, it's really the whole food. So what I do is I'll take every day, it might be parsley, or it might be cilantro, it might be kale, spinach, and I put a big handful of greens, actually 2 handfuls because I make this for my husband too. So it'll be 2 cups of water and 2 big handfuls of greens, and then I use frozen fruits. It could be frozen cherries or frozen pineapple or strawberries and ginger. And I use a pretty good amount of ginger because there's a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits to ginger. And then I put that all in my Vitamix, and I blend it all up, and I have a green smoothie, and that's part of what the Clean Cuisine program encourages people to have, a green smoothie once a day. And I also usually add a tablespoon to each of our smoothies of chia seeds, too, just for an omega-3 and more of a fiber boost.
Great. Now, how does, in your approach, Clean Cuisine lifestyle, how does fitness play a role?
Well, fitness actually is a pretty big component of Clean Cuisine. And actually, my background was with the American College of Sports Medicine as a health fitness instructor. Is actually, fitness was my first love, my first passion before I got into nutrition. So fitness plays a very key role. But the thing is we encourage people, we place a big emphasis on strength training. A lot, before, when I was actually diagnosed with MS, I was working at a hospital wellness center as an exercise physiologist. And this was back in 1998. And I was watching all these people. A lot of them had, you know, heart problems and diabetes and a lot, even MS and fibromyalgia. We were working with patients with those conditions. And they would, fitness instructors would have them get on and do just cardio, tons and tons of cardio. And really, that's not where you're going to get the most benefit when you're just trying to exercise to get fit. The strength training component is so, so important. And you can make a strength workout, an aerobic workout, by moving from one exercise to the next and without quitting. So you can get your heart rate up and you can build muscle, metabolically active muscle, and it's just so important to maintain strength as you get older, and for so many conditions, from osteoporosis to MS, to and helps with pain with fibromyalgia. So that, the strength training component is a very important part of our fitness regimen.
So for listeners who would like to explore what Ivy Larson has been talking about further, you can go to her website at Clean Cuisine, CUISINE.com, cleancuisine.com. Ivy, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry.
Next week, my guest is going to be Marcy Shymoff. Marcy is a personal friend of mine. She's a number one New York Times bestselling author. Her focus is showing people how to bring happiness, success, and unconditional love into their life. Her latest book is Love for No Reason, 7 Steps to Creating a Life of Unconditional Love. It went to bestseller status on New York Times and Amazon. And her other book that went to bestseller status, Happy for No Reason. She's also been co-author of 6 Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, especially the women's series. Marcy has sold 14 million books. She's been on the New York Times bestseller list 118 weeks. She's actually one of the top-selling women authors in the world. We're going to be talking to Marcy next week, and you're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.